Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome back. We missed you on our two-week hiatus for the holidays. And I want to remind everybody of our call-in number. It's 323-203-0815. Dr. Allen, you are live on the air.
I'm glad to be here and ready to serve.
All right. So tell me, what did you do over your holidays?
Quarantine. I live with my daughters in Carlsbad.
We've got a caller.
Okay. We can talk later. Serve
all
today.
Right. All right. Caller, you're live on the air or with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Allen. Thanks for taking my call. Happy New Year.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for being here for us. I wanted to ask your advice. I've studied all your books and I've been implementing your teachings. I recently, he's 40.
What reason?
He didn't know if he could see a future together, and we had been dating for 4 months and seeing each other exclusively for the whole time, and almost every day either seeing each other in person or talking for like 1 to 3 hours. So I just was surprised that I thought we were, you know, it was a fun, lovely relationship, and I just felt he was on the same page, and then he kind of surprised me with that and said,
wait a minute, did you tell him, have you consummated the relationship?
Meaning with sex?
Had intercourse with him?
No, we talked about it at the very beginning, like the first week or two of our relationship, that we would hold off on sex until we felt that it was really serious. And then after about 3 months, I said, you know, I'd like to hold off even further because I'd like for us to talk about more, you know, serious things. So no.
Did you tell him you were aiming towards marriage or not?
Yes, I did. And Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was a surprise when he said that he didn't have a goal for the relationship. Is that what he said to you?
Yeah, he said he was really so excited about it in the first couple months and hadn't been this excited in years. And then he said, you know, after about a month and a half or so, I felt a little bit overwhelmed because he was like really pursuing me very hard and like wanting to see me every day and talk every day. And I just felt it was a bit, you know, overwhelming. And so I asked if we could sort of slow down the pace a bit. And then he said from that point, he just never really got back into it fully.
So he felt rejected.
Mm-hmm.
He was more seriously in love than you.
Well, I guess at the beginning, but I was excited too. I just was feeling, I just wasn't used to being with somebody all the time. So I just needed a bit of time to get used to him, you know, and I did after a couple of weeks of us being slowing down, you know, he asked me to initiate more and be more of the aggressor so that he wouldn't feel like rejected every time he was asking me out and I was sort of saying no. So I was like, okay, if that's how you want to do it. So I sort of started to do that. And then he never really got back into pursuing me, I guess. I don't know.
Well, what he was saying to you is, how can we be together in marriage if we can't be together in life?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been married?
No.
Okay. Is there a reason? When you were growing up, did you have a problem with closeness in the family?
My parents have a very, they had an arranged marriage, and they would fight pretty, not physically violently, but emotionally very violently every day. It was really stressful. So I never really imagined myself even wanting a relationship for most of my, until I was maybe 25 or 26. And I was molested as a child, not by a family member. So I just,
do you understand that can damage your brain?
Yeah, and I called you a year ago and you told me to do EMDR. So I have done that, and with a great therapist. So I've really been trying to work on myself and trying to, overcome some of the things that,
that you want to be in charge of the intimacy. And that told him that he was not your man. He was going to be your wife, but he wasn't going to be your husband. Apparently, what your mom and dad demonstrated didn't turn you on.
Mm-hmm.
So you were not compatible.
Okay.
And therefore, he sensed it, and you agreed with it and let it come apart. Do you want to marry someone?
Yes, I do.
And have you written up what boundaries you want to set? Like, how many times a week do you want to contact or be contacted?
When I'm married or when I'm dating?
I hate to mention it, but one contract works for both.
Okay. I haven't thought of that. I can't think of it. All right.
That's what I want to show you, is that your idea of marriage is to have I time, we time, and us time, which is great. How much time do you want to be able to go out and work? How much time do you want to be able to play with your girlfriend? And he's doing the same. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
So time together. But it sounds like when you date significantly, you date more single than mated or married. And he wanted the closeness of marriage without the intercourse, but with a lot of we time and us time.
Yes. Yeah. His love language is quality time. So, he wanted that.
Okay. But you wanted more permanent dating.
I just needed some time to get used to him because I, hadn't dated anyone in 2 years. And I have friends and I have hobbies. And I just felt like he just wanted
time. How much time in a week do you need to be on iTime?
I think like 3 days.
Out of 7.
Yeah.
and you offered him that.
We agreed that we would, maybe slow down on the daily phone calls because he loved talking to me and would call and wanted, pretty much want to talk for the whole evening, basically.
I hope you told him I'm willing to talk for 3 minutes or whatever. Did you tell him what he would get? Or did you say, I don't want too much talking, I don't want too much specific?
I love talking to you, but it's too much talking every day for 1 or 3 hours and, seeing each other on the other days for the whole night. Like, I just feel like I'm a bit of an introvert and I just don't have my time for my own thoughts, really.
Okay.
And I can't really get it, but yeah.
Would you be willing, are you dating somebody else?
No, I broke up with him about 1 week ago because I just didn't.
Oh, you haven't done the 8 week separation.
No, because he was waffling and he wanted to talk about things and was kicking fault at me. And I know what you want and what you don't want. And I care about you and I want to be with you and I accept you as you are. But I don't want to be in limbo for, I can't have these conversations with you where you're like evaluating me to see if I work for you. Like, it's painful for me. So, I gave him time. And then after he said he was already withdrawing, starting a month ago. And then I said, okay, well, and we talked about it a couple times and it was just so painful for me. I just said, I just don't feel secure with you and I you don't love me
wait
and
a minute.
Care
you,
about
you. You, wait a minute. You don't feel secure with him?
No, because he doesn't know if he sees a future with me. So,
well, that's because you want a lot of my time. And we time too. It sounds like, have you really thought through the specifics of how much time alone, how much time together, how much time socializing with him and other people?
No, I haven't.
Would you be willing to do that so that you have? See, what you're saying to him is, I want to slow down, but I don't want this. It would mm-hmm. be better if you designed an offer of a program,
mm-hmm.
for example. So let's do time. How much time do you want not to be with him or hear from him? Or want to be with him or hear from him?
I'm happy to hear from him every day. I just maybe 15 or 20 minute conversation or
right.
seeing each other for a few hours.
Have you ever told him what you were willing to give him in the way of time?
I think I did, but maybe I could have been clearer.
I want to tell you the three things that prove not to be good negotiating ways of doing things. Mm-hmm. One is evasive. I want less time, but less either means I don't want you.
Mm-hmm.
Or it means some fantasy number. Would you be so kind this week to time, space, money, and play? That's in Getting to I Do,
mm-hmm.
chapter 14. Would you be willing to write up the hours and how many times. And I've had people take egg timers for short calls and use it to stop running on too long. Be exact. Evasiveness is not exact enough.
Okay.
Telling him what you want and especially what you don't want is makes a relationship like mind reading, which feels like a turnoff.
Okay.
And the last of three causes for communication breakup is abruptness. Yes, no, more, not enough talking. I would really like you to call back next week and have a specific plan for either bringing to him in a hi-bye letter, which would be, do you know the hi-bye? Have you ever heard me describe it?
Yeah, I did. I've written one before, but I never sent it. Not to this guy, another guy.
Never sent it. But never sending it doesn't get... Would you be willing to write up a hi-bye letter, which is things you like, and the second paragraph, what you're not comfortable with, but being more specific, like, I want to see you 3 times a week, and I want to talk to you no more than 10 minutes on the phone. More specific data, because evasive, secretive, and abrupt are very rejecting.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so you think he just felt rejected and then he just turned off?
Well, what I'm hearing is, if you were evasive and not specific, see, if you tell somebody, I'm going to cook 3 meals rather than saying, I don't want to cook as much.
Okay.
See, one is rejection and the other one is planning programs.
Okay.
What I'm hearing is, your family fought. Your mom and dad had an arranged marriage, which is very businesslike. But what it ended up is they had to fight for what they wanted and didn't want. I want you not to be evasive. I want you to be specific. I want you to put down what you want and what you don't want specifically. And I want you to do it with more than one word.
Okay.
And would you mind if we sent it to him? Do you like him enough to make the effort to build a bridge?
Yeah, he's a wonderful person. He is really all the things I want. He has some bad qualities too, like he's a hoarder. And, you know, he's so indecisive, but I'm kind of okay with them and I find them endearing and he's interested in working on them. So it's okay with me.
Then would you do a hi-bye letter about your boundaries for time, space, money, and play?
Okay.
And then call me back.
Okay. What do you mean by space and money in the context of dating?
When you dated, did you both split the bill or did he pay or did you pay?
He mostly paid. I would reciprocate in like more abstract ways, like you told, or pay sometimes, but he would... Like if we went out 4 times, I would pay 1 time. And he's happy with that. He liked that. And I make a lot less.
That's what I mean. You had a financial plan that you both liked.
Yeah, I don't think he was concerned with that.
You had a you had a plan for dating that mm-hmm. was too much for you, but you didn't give him a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So what you said basically was, I don't want to see you this much. And that felt rejecting rather than, I'm willing to see you this many times. I'm willing to talk 5 minutes on the phone.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see if you write a, I like this and I don't want this,
mm-hmm.
about time. You don't mm-hmm. need, you don't need money because you've already worked that out. Space mm-hmm. is, for example, do you get engaged and live together or not? Space is where you are physically.
Okay. Yeah. Because, okay. yeah, we sort of talked about that, but he didn't really hold up his side of the commitment. He kept saying, yeah, I'm going to move. I'm going to clean up. And I said, I love being with you, but I'm only here in your apartment because I like being near you, but I'm not really comfortable here given all
it's
of your junk. It's too much. It's too overwhelming. Too messy.
Did you offer to have a cleanup day with him?
Yes. I said, I love organizing things and I really, I would be so happy to help you, but yeah. I said, you have to ask me.
He didn't make and keep his agreements. That's the only way you can prove you can love somebody is to make and keep agreements. But I'm hearing that the agreements might have been evasive, secretive, and abrupt.
Okay.
Based on the way you were scripted as a child.
Okay.
There's three ways to communicate. One is to intimidate with fear. That's fighting. The second one is to seduce with guilt and shame. And the third one is negotiate time, space, money, and play with love.
Okay.
So I hear you were trained in intimidation and seduction, but I want to teach you negotiating with love.
Okay.
Okay. Are you willing to do that?
Yeah, I will follow anything you tell me, Dr. Allen. Like, you've helped me.
Well,
so I wish I found you 10 or 15 years ago. I wouldn't be in this pickle at 38.
I wished I had been as knowledgeable when I was younger. I'm glad I got there, even if it was, I'm 86. Better late than never.
That's right.
So I want to show you how your scripts are what people teach you from homes, families, schools, religions. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom and dad were in an arranged marriage. That sounds Mideastern.
Indian. South Indian.
In South Indian, not American Indian.
No, South Indian, like India, the country.
Okay. And that's a cultural script, and that's fine. But maybe you wanted an American script, you know. I want to see what your program looks like.
Okay.
If you don't want to do it, that's fine, but I'm hearing a need for it.
No, he's a wonderful person. If we can work something out, I think that would be good for both. Like, because we had we have a strong connection and wonderful times together.
You got
and want
good
this
chemistry. Like, you've got good chemistry. You like?
Yeah. Good. Great.
Okay.
Great chemistry.
Then let's
and,
do a high-by letter of your time needs.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it doesn't sound like you have a money problem. You're not living together, so you don't have a space problem. You've already negotiated.
We do have a space problem because I really don't.
What is it?
Well, I went and stayed with him for 1 week because I gave my condo to my friend because she had a surgery, so she just came staying with him for a week. And by 3 or 4 days in, I just couldn't take it with his place. Like, it's just such a chaos.
Oh, so his place, that was part of space. Cleanliness is part of space. So that's I want you to write a letter that we're going to give him that will at least tell you that you made every effort professionally to negotiate boundaries for this relationship.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, that sounds good.
Good. And I think it'll be good practice for you.
I didn't think this is the advice you were going to give me, so I'm really grateful.
If you knew the advice I was going to give you, there would have been no reason to call me.
Yeah, I thought you would say I was masculine and I ruined this whole thing and that I should move on.
No, I heard that you were the child in an arranged marriage. And you didn't like the results.
Right.
So I was going to have you practice by doing a different design in a hi-bi letter.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I just have one other question for you.
What's that?
In the letter, I don't want to date him for so long and get more and more attached without a engagement ring or something. So how do we date anyone?
I've got news for you. Please feel free. That's under time with we. Your engagement is a we project.
Oh, okay. All right.
And you say it like, I really have enjoyed dating you, but I'm done dating you. It's time for me, anyway, to start negotiating, building foundation, friendships, and chores for a marriage life. So feel free. That comes under space.
Okay.
Because you can't live with him unless you're at least engaged, right?
That's right, yeah. And I already talked to him about that at the beginning, saying I couldn't live with someone.
I know that, but you can't live with him in a messy house.
Right.
So we're going to put that space, chores and space.
Chores and space, got it. Okay.
Good.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you,
right.
Dr. Allen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kyle.
Bye.
Okay, so we have more callers waiting, Dr. Allen, and our wonderful Ronan at the switchboard, LA Talk Radio, is going to get them for us. Again, 323-203-0815 is how you get to sit in the hot seat with Dr. Allen, so get your dialing fingers moving. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Dr. Allen, I have a dilemma.
What is your dilemma?
I went on a date 3-4 years ago. The first date was not very impressive. I moved to a different city. Fast forward this spring, this gentleman reached out to me.
He reached out to me.
And
that's wonderful.
Well,
do you have chemistry for him?
No.
Does he have chemistry for you?
I'm pretty sure, yes.
All right. So I know that. You don't have chemistry for him. So what's the problem?
So started from this spring, he was texting and later on he asked to come visit me. So each time when he come, it's 2 hours drive. He came to visit me whenever I had time. And
did he stay at your place or did he rent a room?
Never. He comes and we spend the day, go shopping and hang out
and then
in the park.
He goes home?
And then he goes home, yeah.
All right. Okay. So what is the problem? I'm hearing that you're duty dating. Duty dating is when you date somebody who may be really nuts about you, but you're not chemically attracted to them, but you want to just build a friendship.
I have been following your teaching. I have really tried to get to know him, and I'm really hoping we can develop some relationship deeper than friendship. So this Christmas,
what you're saying is you're not chemically attracted to him and you think there's something that will cause that to happen. That's a natural event in your body.
Okay.
Look, I want to show you this. You want to get married? Are you working towards getting married?
No, I will be happy with having
mating?
A long-term committed relationship.
Just mating, where you're monogamous, sexually and socially?
Yeah.
Well, that's for friends. Might not be able.
Okay.
Do you have a problem with dating him without chemistry? What is the problem?
I don't have problems. The problem is he started to ask for more.
He wants more. He wants to make love to you.
Yes.
And are you wanting to be married to him?
You mean physically married to him or
physically? Yeah, it's like an arranged marriage. You want to be married for the security, financial, and status, Mrs. So and so.
For security, I think that's the reason I'm trying so hard. I'm pushing to give myself a chance. We shared a couple of kisses. It felt very awful.
Awful?
It feels
repulsive. You don't have chemistry for him. Then what
I
would
don't.
He get? What would, if you don't have chemistry for this human being, you want him to help pay your life in a marriage? But what would he be getting from the marriage?
I don't really need him to pay for my life. I think I just need someone.
You want to get
around.
Laid more than paid is what I hear. Have you ever been in love with the man that was in love with you?
Yes.
Where did he go?
It ended.
What?
Because that relationship didn't last because
Why?
We have
Why?
Our religion differences.
Okay. So you were chemically attracted. You didn't mind kissing him. Is that true?
Well, this is my problem. This is my question. I don't
What's your question?
I don't know if the fact that I feel so awkward is because he was just not very skillful when it comes to kissing, or is me completely have no chemistry?
Well, I want to know if you've ever had chemistry for anybody.
Yeah, I had many relationships in the past that has very strong, based on strong chemistry.
Did you have intercourse committed?
Yes.
You've been a girlfriend and a boyfriend. Why aren't you with somebody like that?
A lot of issues people have, I'm not willing to deal with. If they
what
have,
is that?
Either it's somebody not financially responsible. I do very well supporting myself.
I got it. You want a romantic relationship.
I think that's what everybody else wants too, right?
No, there are people that want security, and they have arranged marriages that are well built are just as good as romantic. You want a romantic relationship where you feel the chemistry.
I have gotten
many,
to
many
the point.
Many women marry for status and security.
I understand that.
Okay. But the man may have a lot of chemistry for the woman, but she doesn't have it for him, but she's willing to marry him, have a child or two, cook and do whatever. So I'm just wanting you to know what you're looking for. You have a man that you have no chemistry for, and you don't need any money. So there is no reason to be with him. You're not getting laid or paid.
I am not looking for financial support. I have really been looking for someone that has the quality that I can trust. This is someone that he's not a very masculine person. He's very timid, very soft-hearted human being.
He's very feminine. So he would be more your wife than your husband.
And that's what turns me off every time when I have to.
I don't hear that you date masculine men.
I have not been able to do a lot of regular dating because of the pandemic.
Oh, I understand that, but are you building any friendships on the Zoom programs that are out there?
I didn't stop having conversation, text message exchange with other person. And throughout this time, I went on dates with other people, but I have not really met anyone that
turned you on.
That would be, yeah. Either they are physically attractive, but mentally, we don't have the same religion, believe, or
I hear that you want compatibility, but compatibility is a shopping program. You've got to shop amongst men till you get the right combo.
Okay.
What you're doing here is we're talking about chemistry, but chemistry comes with, chemistry is automatic between bodies.
Oh.
You can't develop chemistry.
I'm hoping I could. I got for all the time.
No. What you can do is find a friend who is in love with you and serve him as a wife. Give him good sex. Men often want to be married for sensual and sexual reasons. Sensual being clean house, food. You may not be madly in love with him, but you like him enough to be his wife. See, what you're trying to do is to get nature to give you chemistry, but nature doesn't do it that way. Usually, when people are not in love, what they do is they take in drugs, chemistry, that
alteration,
turns their body on. Have you done any of that?
No. I refuse to.
Do you have a gynecologist?
Yes.
There is a technique where they will put a patch on your body with progesterone, male hormone, that may rev you up.
Oh gosh, that sounds too much of a force. Why would I don't think.
Because you want it, your body doesn't turn on.
My body doesn't turn on for him, for sure.
That's
but
exactly
I know my
right.
Body works.
Do you want to ask your gynecologist, your doctor, for a masculine patch to rev up your horniness?
I don't think it's necessary.
You don't?
No.
Then how are you going to be his love person?
I don't need to be. No way. I cannot see myself so desperate.
Yes, but does he want to make love?
You know, I know he wants, but if he's not the right match, there's no way I'm going to do anything that.
Then why
don't
you date other people and get a better connection?
Okay, that's where I think I find the answer.
I want you to know is I gave you the way that medicine helps women rev up their hormone.
Okay.
Horniness.
Uh-huh.
But you have other things you don't like about him.
Correct.
So why don't we go back out and hunt? Why don't we go looking for some more men on Zoom kind of meeting, TV or computer?
Yeah, I will keep online dating. I just feel that I am getting so old. And
how old are you? How old are you?
I'm 46.
Okay. Do you want kids or not?
No, I never want to have any children.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't know that. There are people having kids up to 50.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
So you want to pick with your eyes and your ears. You want a self-sustaining man who pays his bills, right?
Yeah.
And you want a man that wants to touch you and be touched by you, right?
Yeah.
Then are you willing to get out there on the website and start looking for a man with your eyes and your ears?
I will.
Okay.
But Dr. Allen, what should I tell him? He asked me, when can we spend some private time? And I know what he meant, but I also know I don't really, just the thought of having
touching him,
intimacy, I don't think I consider how
I
awful
never, you
it
don't have
felt.
To do that. But can you do affection, cuddling, massaging, bathing, showering?
And then what's the ultimate goal?
The ultimate goal is to get engaged and get married.
No. I do not want to get married. I do not care
okay.
to get married.
All right, then mating. Getting engaged in order to live with him with honor, engaged for honor, and affection created, affection. You may not be horny for him sexually, but you may like his touch. You seem to like this person, so why don't you do massaging? Why don't you do bathing? Why don't you do things that tell the body you're having fun?
Okay. I think I feel sorry for him more than I don't know.
I don't want you to waste your life taking care of a man because you feel sorry for him.
And that's
you may not
kind of
be
where,
badly. What?
Yeah. That's kind of where I feel sorry for him. And I think of all the dating experience I had, I know he has a good heart. So that there's a lot of things I value. And I'm wondering if it's a compromise for me.
Of course it's a compromise. I'd love you to find a man you're madly in love with, but you haven't found him, and you're 46. So why not have an arranged relationship, you don't even want to be married, that consists of doing affectionate cuddling, affectionate showering, affectionate massaging, and even giving him hand jobs.
Okay, this thought just kind of grossed me out to think about in that way.
Then why don't you go out and find a man you're horny for?
Okay.
I'm just
telling you
what to do with this man.
Yeah, I understand. You have
and I told you
plenty options.
What?
I said you have taught me plenty options and how I look at this, so I appreciate that very much.
Good. So give it a go.
Okay. Thank you so
All
much.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, caller. Okay, Dr. Allen, and we'll check with our switchboard, and I think we've got some more calls coming in.
Good.
All right, let's see what we got going on here. Okay, our wonderful Ronan says, yes, I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here to be with you. The One Institute is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, which means your donation is a tax write-off. If you'd like to donate, go to info@drpatallen.com and send an email to Sue Wagner. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi.
There's a guy I'm newly dating, or he's newly dating
me. He's dating you. You're dating who? Who's chasing who?
He's dating me.
Okay. He's the sperm cell. You're the egg.
Yeah, but I'm finding guys very much are not wanting to lead, it seems. Anyway, he sent me a text today that says, I haven't heard from you. And I just
he wants
back,
you to chase him.
Yeah, and I wrote back that, oh, I don't feel comfortable leading, but I'm happy if you do.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Thank you. And then he wrote, you know, like he was once again trying to meet me in person, which I've told him I'm not comfortable at this time until
yeah,
I feel safer.
Because of the virus thing?
Correct, yeah. And
okay, you're
wrote,
being safe.
Yeah, so I said, you know, I said, I want to feel more comfortable. I want to know that this could be potentially something serious and that it's safe to meet if we're going to do that. And I said, do you accept that? And he wrote, yes, I accept that. We can
so
talk
about it. So you did not say, I will only meet you if you are open to working towards marriage.
Yeah, previously I told him that, but I didn't specifically say it again this time. It's in my profile that I want a man who wants
okay,
to get married.
Okay, you've said that. Okay.
Yeah.
Would you require a negative test for the disease?
Yeah, and he told me he had one 20 days ago, but that's useless to me. I know
that's
he has it.
Nothing.
You've
got to have it like right now. You've got to have it the day you're having it.
Right, and I know he has a teenage daughter, so I don't have a
lot of confidence. Wow. Yeah, right. She's touching a lot of things.
Right.
Okay, so that sounds good. So
yeah,
he's
so
got... What is your problem?
Well, he wrote, and then he wrote, okay, I would like you to tell me when you feel safe enough to meet instead of me repeatedly asking.
All right, that's a good request. Now,
he said that, yeah.
Yes, no, that's good. He asked for you to let him know when you feel safe enough to meet. So when,
right.
What do you need? Do you need to meet him after the same day or the same day he gets the results for your negative test?
That would be good.
All right, then tell him.
Okay.
I am willing to meet you the same day you get the results for the test.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that.
Do it.
I didn't know how else in the world I would know if he's trustworthy to meet.
Well, he's trustworthy if you meet him for dinner or lunch or whatever, the day he has the test answered.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
It can take a day or two to get the test answer, you know.
It could take a day or two. I know. That's what concerns me, too, but...
What you can do is have a date with, and you get a test too. Both of you are negative.
Okay. I'll do that.
All right. And have a meal outdoors, not indoors.
Yeah, right. Totally. Yeah, I would just
and
read
wear your mask.
Yes, I would do that.
Good. And that will be your date.
Yeah. And so, but for the most part, I feel like, you know, and I said I wanted to talk on the phone that I said, I don't feel like I could get to know you through text. And he said, okay, we could talk on the phone. But then he didn't set up a time to talk. And I just said, you know, so I don't know. That feels off to me. But.
Well, you can say, you can send him a message. You asked to meet me. You asked to get to know me. And then I didn't hear from you. Where did you go?
Okay, well, this all just happened an hour ago. So
I fully understand that. So maybe that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, I feel like he was trying to get me to chase him and meet him in person, which I didn't know.
No, you're going to stipulate the boundaries for that.
Okay.
You're not willing to risk your life. What?
Okay. Well, okay, I'll do that and see how it goes.
Okay, but try the business of both of you meet the day you have your test. The day you have your test. And
the
negative.
Test results. Right.
Those
okay.
Test results. You got right. it. You I'll got be- it.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. All righty. I believe we've got some more calls coming in. And let me check
Good.
And see what's going on. So, yes. I believe we do. Here we go.
We're having very practical questions.
I love that.
Yeah,
it's the best. Okay. Thanks for being patient while I'm communicating with Ronan on our board to see what's shaking.
Hi, sir. Please leave me a message or I won't know that
you... Caller, pick up your phone. When we call you, we want to talk to you. We're not leaving a message. Dr. Allen is doing all kinds of really exciting things. You can reach out to info@drpatallen.com via email to find out what's going on. You can go to www.drpatallen.com to sign up for our newsletter. You'll be the first to know when Dr. Allen is opening up her Zoom groups, which are pretty exciting and spectacular, very limited. So I encourage you to sign up for that newsletter. And then, of course, if you're looking for Dr. Allen's amazing products, you can go to the Want Eye Store, wanteyestore.com, and that's where you will find all kinds of things, including Dr. Allen's new book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, which is pretty spectacular. So I see our switchboard is working to connect us in with a caller, and that's pretty exciting. So a very interesting...
Please leave me a message.
Oh. Okay. All right. We're getting some voicemails for people that were in our queue. So if you were in our queue, be looking for us. Oh, here we go. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, gosh, this is me?
Yes, you.
Hello. Yes,
you.
Okay. There's a little bit of a delay. No, I wasn't sure. All right. So first of all, I'm a big fan of Dr. Allen, and I've sat down and listened to all her podcasts, and I'm sad that she's not doing live ones anymore.
But podcasts.
Yeah, that is an awful lot of podcasts. But you know what? When you're driving, why not? Nothing else
why
to do,
that
right?
That is true. Good girl. Thank you. Thank you. Now what can we
big,
do
big
with
man.
You?
Right. So I have been in a relationship for 2 years now with a lovely man, and we have good chemistry. However, I'm worried about we don't necessarily have compatibility, and communication is
what's
more
not
like...
compatible? What's not compatible?
Mm-hmm. Just
what
to finish...
Is not?
Yeah, so compatibility in terms of where we're going and what our goals and aspirations are. And every time...
So he doesn't want to get married?
He does, but
he doesn't want to have kids.
He totally does. And if he could, he would have them right now.
Where do you not fit? Where are you not compatible?
Right. So in terms of life goals, for example, I'm super motivated. He's not motivated at all. I'm always trying to figure out how to do better, research more things, and how to be more healthy. He does pay his bills. Yeah. Yes.
So he's not a creative human being. He
is. No, in fact, he's a cop. He's actually a cop. And I know you've mentioned people with uniforms tend
uniforms
to be more on the feminine
are very
side.
Feminine, yeah. People in
well,
uniforms,
that's the problem.
Men in
I'm
uniforms,
looking for a man.
Basically, in private life, need someone who is going to be more of the pilot for the plane than the, you know, stewardess. So
yeah,
you sound like a very androgynous woman. You sound like you have a wonderful, you're an alpha, right? Your brain
yeah,
and your heart
have,
both work.
Yeah, I have been told that I'm more of an alpha, which I'm trying to tone down. But
why are you trying
time,
to? Do you realize you could be the man in the relationship and he could be your wife and helping you enjoy? As long as he's paying his bills, because that would be a burden.
Right. Well, to an
why
extent.
Why don't you consider him to be your wife instead of your husband?
That I'm struggling with that a little bit. I'm struggling because I saw my parents go through that. My parents, they both wanted to be the female in their relationship. Like
oh,
the,
they
the
both
wife,
did.
They both wanted,
okay.
Yeah, they had a large age difference. So my mom got my dad when he was about 45. She was 20. He was 45. Good for him. But
okay.
He was already getting to the stage where he wanted
he
to be more of a wife.
He was already becoming a biological female chemically. Midlife
yeah.
crisis.
So they were bumping heads.
But did they stay
heads,
together?
So
are they still
20.
Together?
Well, my dad passed away a year ago, 2 years ago. But yeah, they were still together till the end.
All right, then.
But they fought
a
lot because they
together.
Yeah, they fought a lot because they both wanted to be the female, and at some point,
I
my dad
that.
Was so
but
so much of a female
man,
that my mom had to step in.
Your man is in uniform, which means he's under the control of a boss that puts him in a uniform and keeps him operating properly. See, that's
mm-hmm.
that's the feminine. When you're like. When a man is a cop, when he's a street
mm-hmm.
man, he's more feminine than when he's a detective.
Mm-hmm.
Then he doesn't wear a uniform, and he's free to create. Now, your man
yes.
is in uniform or not?
Yes, he's in uniform.
Therefore, he is totally able to follow directions, orders, and rules.
So basically, I'm signing up for having to boss him around and tell him what to do and what needs
no,
to be
no, darling. You are, in fact, having a woman in a man's body who will help you enjoy all of your creative activities. See, your mom and dad were both feminine, so they
mm-hmm.
needed a husband between them. You're enough of
mm-hmm.
a husband for this man you're with. You're a very
okay.
creative, powerful woman. So why do you have to have another man when you're a man?
Because I was hoping to get someone who would be the pilot so I could be the hostess.
I got news for you. I can hear you being the boss. I
mm-hmm.
think you're going towards two men. And you know what they don't do? Play well together. They work well, they make money, and that's fine. But I like somebody who's more woman and somebody who's more man so that they can waltz Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Mm-hmm. I hear your male. I hear his female. Why can't you enjoy the uniqueness of this combination?
I'm trying to. At the same time, I'm a little bit concerned about future things.
You're so used to being with mom and dad, both being female, that you're literally saying, I'm a male, yes, 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 but I want my man to be more of a male than me. Oh, clever idea.
That'd be nice.
Why not have an escort husband who enjoys watching and participating in your creative, busy life. But he's a cop and he brings home money.
Yes, yes. However, when we discuss about like taking our lives to the next level and even like, for example, buying a home, he'll say... something along the lines of like, okay,
Don't you buy the home and have him sign off on it? Be the man?
Just accept it, that I'm going to be the man in this relationship.
Because he will help you. Is he good in bed?
Yes, yes. However,
that's because he's feminine.
Yeah, possibly. I am having a minor problem in that area. So
in what
More recently, I started experiencing some pain during intercourse, and I'm wondering if that is because I'm starting to overthink this and maybe not lose my chemistry, but lose my faith in that this relationship will go further, and I'm turned off by things that he does in other areas.
Is you don't want him because he's not a... I don't hear anybody that's in charge of playing.
That's in charge of what? Sorry?
Playing. Playing.
Oh.
Having fun.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in charge of playing.
I understand that, but you don't like that. You want him to be in charge of being a bigger, better man than you are because you think your mom and dad, they made a mistake when they're both female, but you're making a mistake wanting two males, you male and him male.
So I'm going to the other extreme, trying to overcorrect.
You're absolutely right. Why can't he be your wife and a man and a cop? Why can't he?
Because I'm exhausted from making all the decisions.
You know what? I got news for you. That can be fixed by talking with him about the fun of what you're designing. See, what you're doing is you're going overboard on masculine productivity. Wouldn't it be something if you said to him, I think that I'm going to do this on Monday, this on Tuesday, this on Wednesday, this on Thursday. What do you think about that, hubby? And he says, when do we have fun?
Yes.
You may be tired because you're too male.
Yes, possibly.
Are you married to him? No, you're not married to him.
No. In a relationship.
Why don't you decide how many days of the week you're male and how many days are female?
Yeah, it's kind of worked out on its own. So weekdays is, I guess, male. I'm working crazy amounts of hours, and weekends are for play.
And are you doing that now?
We are, and sometimes he tries to break it because he's not as busy, so he's done by 2 or 3, and I'm working till 11 at night.
And
well, that's your workaholic thing. That has nothing to do with him. If you get a bigger man than you are, you'll both stay up till 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to remember Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to disco, you don't have to waltz. But discoing is definitely not very romantic compared to waltzing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, just try to
consider it. Decide when you can let him design what you're doing. Let's go on a picnic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He does do that. He does do that.
I know he does because that's his feminine creating fun.
Mm-hmm. I was just hoping he would participate more in future.
He doesn't want to be in. Look, you're too tired now from being too male. He wants to feel good to do good. You want to do good, a combination. Both of you do and feel good.
Okay.
He can design 3 days and you can design 4 days.
Okay. So let me ask you something else. So
what?
That I can work with. That I can definitely work with. And yeah, I'm not as worried. So in order to take this relationship to the next level, which he's very eager to, some of the problems that
how women like to be married. Well, his feminine wants to be married.
Oh yeah, he wants to. So some of my concerns are he mentions things about moving in together, things like that, or
if
you know,
you're engaged, yes. If you're not engaged, no.
Okay. However, I don't like his place, and I've made it pretty clear. And I've said, well, if you get another place, or if we get another place, open to consider it.
I think that's just fine, and you know what you're doing? You're doing your Fred Astaire. You're designing the walls.
Okay.
I have no problem with that.
Totally. My problem with that is when I say that, he doesn't take any initiative at all.
Why would he take it? It's your initiative.
He's the one that's more eager to move in together.
Then he will get, you will give him his assigned tasks. And if he doesn't do it, he's slowing down the move in.
Okay. So I just need to spell it out for him. Like
you
look for a new place.
Darn, you have to give him, I want the bedroom painted. I want kids. You are the man in this relationship.
Yep, I am.
Let him be your wife.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess he's going to be my wife for now.
What's wrong with that? Your wife. Happy wife, happy life.
Okay. I got me a good wifey.
You know what?
Thank you so
everybody, much. Everybody's male and everybody's female. When men create, they create with their feminine. When women create, they create with their masculine. Am I in my masculine or my feminine right now?
You're masculine.
And are you in your masculine or your feminine listening?
Feminine.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. I do have one additional question if we have time.
What?
Part of our situation is also finances. He's
absolutely
the type of person that didn't have a savings account up until recently. I'm pretty good with finances.
You are going to require him to do that. I can hear that
which
he respects you.
Mm-hmm, which I have sideways tried to ask him to figure out his finances. I'm like, you need to create a budget at some point, but I don't want to touch his finances. I told him, you have to ask me to help you with it because he's a grown man and I don't want to touch his finances without obviously his permission. He's
then
never
get the answer.
Come back to me.
Get the answer. Are you willing to have me be your financial advisor, honey?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All you got to do is just make an appointment and ask him at his convenience if he wants you to do that, because you want to do that.
He refuses. He refuses. He's like, no, I'm good. He has a little bit of credit card debt, nothing major, but I'm like, just please pay it off. No, I like having it. And to me, that doesn't make sense. It irks me.
Then
so
is he not 51% valuable? Are you going to throw him away?
I'm going back and forth about that 51%.
I got
there are times
for
where, yes, and
I've
there are
got
times
news
where,
for you.
Oh, God, no. Mm-hmm.
There's not much.
I live in the Bay Area, so there's definitely not a lot out here.
So I would strongly recommend that you ask him if you can help him, but don't get rid of him because he doesn't want, as long as he's not getting you or himself in too much debt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Well,
good
that's
luck
great.
And report back.
I will report back. Thank you, Dr.
Good.
Allen. Bye.
Thank you, caller.
Bye.
Okay, we have another call coming in too. Our switchboard has told me, so we're going to get
good.
Ready for that one right now. And let me see, we've got some other messages coming in. Excited that we're on the air, wishing us Happy New Year. Hello, caller. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I have
what
two questions.
Is it?
Hi. First one is. Sorry. First one is about the dating site Bumble. Maybe you've answered this question, but since Bumble requires the woman to make the first move, and if we're looking for a man to be the man and lead, is Bumble a waste of time?
No, not even slightly. The reason Bumble is fine is because the company tells the woman to chase the man. The woman doesn't say, oh, good, I'm going to chase a man.
Once you match with someone, you have to message first as a female.
I know that, but that's just that one. I have no problem with you liking or pushing a button as long as the company is setting that up.
Okay. So what's the type of way to start a conversation that's feminine?
I think Bumble is clever in that they give women a chance to be a man. If you listen to today's program, the last lady is, her mom and dad were both female, play, and now she wants to have two men, she and another man, because she's masculine and she wants another man. So I think she tells women, push the button when you like him, or say like whatever the company does that gives the woman the right to do it first is simply doing the job of wanting her to be a female to the company, but a male to the man.
Right.
You got that?
I don't want to.
What
if I don't want to be a male to the man?
You won't do it twice. You'll only do it once.
So we match, and then I say, hello, nice to match with you, and then just wait for him to make a move after that?
He's got to do all the moves after that.
Right.
No, the first move, the company tells the woman to do it. The second through the 500th is the man says, boy, I liked her. I'm going to call her myself.
Yeah. Oh, my experience with men on Bumble so far has been that they want the women to continue leading after the first.
I got news for you. That's why they're going on Bumble.
So is it all feminine men on Bumble?
All men are feminine. All women are masculine. We're all both. We're androgynous. That's what my work is.
Right. So then if I want the man to do all the moves after move one,
you won't chase him.
Yeah, I won't chase him, and then nothing will happen. So back to the
question. I got news for you. That's not true, because I know women that do the like first, and then he picks it up and runs with it. No. When a woman doesn't chase a man who wants to be chased, he finds out that he's got to call her within 8 weeks or she's forgotten him.
Okay. Well, I haven't had that experience with men on Bumble, but I guess.
Have you waited 8 weeks from the time you reached out to him? 8 weeks.
No.
To ruminate.
No, usually they unmatch after a couple weeks.
No, I want you to be responsive to him missing you, even though he just calls and says, hi, how are you? And doesn't even ask you out. And you say, gee, thanks for calling. I missed you.
Okay.
The secret is, have a great first date, drop back, and let him decide if he wants to have the second through 500th date. And if you had a good first date, and he says he's going to call you for a date next week, and he doesn't do it, you can call him and say, we had a good time, and you said you were going to date me this week. Where did you go?
I did that with one guy. We had 2 dates, and then he called a couple times, but didn't ask for another date. Just said we should get together again. And then he disappeared, and I waited a couple, well, 3 weeks maybe. And
no, you got to wait 8 weeks.
Well, he reached out to me because he thought he saw rollerblading down the street. And I said, no, that wasn't me, but I had a nice time. I thought we were hitting it off. Where did you go?
That sounds great. That sounds great.
And he said, oh, well, I've just been doing life, and I'm happy to hang out again. And that's all he said.
But did you say, I look forward to hanging out with you again, too?
No, I could say that.
Why not?
Well, I thought that was implied when I asked him, where did you go? I thought we had a nice time and we're going to hang out again.
And he did reach out to you.
Right.
He had 8 weeks from that time till the end. They're not gone till they're gone 8 weeks. They're resistant,
right,
but they're not gone till they're gone 8 weeks.
Right. So even though I said I had a nice time and thought we will hang out again.
Look,
then
you and I both
says,
know he was trying to get you to be the male, but if push comes to shove, and you don't chase him, he's got to chase you. But if you're so anxious that you chase him too early in the 8 weeks, then you basically told him he can mold you into a mama, sugar mama.
Right.
Every date has 8 weeks before they're gone. And many times they don't ask you out when they reach for you because they hope they've stimulated you to chase them. Don't. And
okay.
Then you'll say, why haven't you called me? I didn't have a reason. Why didn't you have a reason? The same reason you don't call me, because I knew you didn't want me enough to call me.
Right. You asked if I responded, yes, that would be nice, but I didn't, because when he reached out, I asked, why haven't we hung out again, or where did you go? So it's
that's okay. And what did he answer you? Where did he say he went?
He said, oh, I've just been doing life. I would love to hang out again.
Gee, I don't know that. You haven't done it.
So that's where it stayed. That was the last message from him, and I didn't respond.
But do you see how you didn't finish the program? The program is 8 weeks while they're trying to mold you into mama, and then they get the hang of it.
So he still has time. He can still.
Yes, how long has he got? How long is his absenteeism?
He still has 6 weeks, maybe, from that last text.
That is tremendous. And remember, the last 2 weeks of the 8 weeks are the most sensitive and painful.
We only had 2 days.
It doesn't matter. Chemistry takes 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Okay.
And he's getting a hard-on and you're lubricating.
So, can I ask a question? A completely different guy situation?
Yep.
We had one date shortly before the holidays, and we had another one planned for a week later, but during that week, he texted me to say, my dad died. I'm going to be gone for
a
while.
Oh, my God, my God.
And I wasn't sure how to handle that one, but I've lost a parent. I've lost close family members. So I sympathized, and I texted and called, left a message.
When you feel better, give me a call.
Okay. Well, so I'll just text him that. I didn't
when
overdo
his dad
it.
Died? When is this going on now?
Yes, his dad died just before Christmas.
Okay.
And
so,
I called
a comfort card. Hope you're feeling better. And when you do, give me a call.
Okay.
Okay. Remember, men have feminine souls and they need some cherishing.
Yeah, well, it's definitely doing that, but I hope I didn't overdo it. With
Why,
a call
what do you
and...
think is overdoing? I don't hear overdoing it. When
well,
did you chase him?
Voicemail to what? Give my condolences and then texting with more condolences.
What's wrong with that? Remember, it says don't ask him how he feels unless he's puking or bleeding or his dad just died. I have no problem with women mothering men whose dads died.
Right. so good.
Are physically sick.
Oh. Okay.
That's charity. Sexual and sexual stability. Women marry oftentimes for financial and social stability. The book by David Buss, The Evolution of Desire.
Okay. Say that again.
I said, David Buss, who did Dangerous Passions, also did a book called The Evolution of Desire. We are courting and mating. I'm hoping to make a difference and teach people how to court like ladies and gentlemen. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I just said.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Allen.
You're so welcome. I've got 50 years of experience, so I can think of something.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Dr. Allen, they're burning up the phone lines, and we've got another call that Ronan's going to get us set up on coming up here.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Sounds like a plan. Again, everybody, I want to remind you to sign up for our newsletter, www.drpatallen.com. You can find all kinds of other information there, and I truly think you should explore it. Hi, caller, you're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Dr. Allen, thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you so much for calling. Without you calling, we wouldn't have a show.
Well, this is going to be fun. I have recently been pursuing a long-distance relationship with an amazing alpha man.
Oh, you're chasing him? You're doing mail?
I have to be honest. I initially...
I want you to be honest.
I sent an email to him on his birthday in September.
That's a ritual. No. That's a ritual stroke. That's not chasing.
Oh, good. And he responded wonderfully. It was almost immediate within a day.
What?
Mm-hmm. He's incredibly alpha. So from that point after that, then, of course, I have not taken any reins at all. We've rekindled after 22 years of not seeing or hearing from each other. And
oh, my goodness.
I know. And he's the type of man who I have over the years always said, like, his personality and his type is the ideal. He's incredibly present and very masculine.
My goodness. Why didn't you marry him?
Well, I think some years ago, what I understand now is that he was trying to figure out what that could look like. We've had this conversation before, but I had my daughter, and he didn't know how that could all fit. I had a very different lifestyle. I was an entrepreneur. He was trying to figure that out. That was 22 years ago. And so
you were not too compatible.
Not with who he was at the time.
And I know that, but we grow up. We grow up.
Yes. We are very compatible now, have wonderful chemistry.
Yay.
For the last 3 months in September. And
he's calling, you're calling, you're both calling. What is it?
We're calling, we're negotiating. He calls me regularly. But what is real about all of this, even though almost within the first week, we had a family emergency, and he bought my ticket to go take care of my family in another state.
My goodness.
He has sent roses. He's gotten my oldest daughter a gift, and he continues to be very generous.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. It does feel wonderful. I do want to say that when we first started talking, because it was this immediate rekindling, he was very forthright and said that he had been in a long-term relationship with someone.
How old is he now?
He's 54.
So he's going, if he becomes more sensitive.
I believe he is, and he's also more spiritual than he was when I knew him.
Very much so. Grandpa's nicer than Dad, and Grandma's meaner than Mom. Is that a correct statement?
I love that. Mm-hmm.
Because women go male.
He's way more balanced.
Female. What?
He is way more balanced than ever. It's very attractive.
I understand that. So are you. How old are you?
I'm 51 in the next month.
I've got news for you. And you're aiming in. Have you gone through menopause or are you going in perimenopause?
I'm like 7 years in. Hey, hey.
Okay. But that's when you and I, that's when you and I become more male chemically. That's the midlife crisis. It's like 50, well, it's the 50s at least, and it can start as early as like 52 and go on all the way into 60s. And that's when women become more masculine and men become more feminine.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting because he's the one man that I feel allows me to balance more of the feminine. I am an alpha female. And though with him, it totally all, you know, melts away. He's the one person I really feel and always just felt that I could submit to my just, I just love
so him. I hear that you have a friendship building.
Yeah.
So what are you worried about? You asking me a question about what?
Yes. He was very upfront that he was in a long-term relationship that he was calling at this stage a glorified friendship. And I understood that to mean that at the time that we intersected, he's moving out of a relationship. What I have done from the beginning is left that to him to figure out, and I don't comment on it. I don't ask questions about it. But in our last conversation in December, I was just about to do a very big project, and he'd been very supportive, offering a lot of coaching and advice, and really as often as I needed him showing up. But as the holidays were approaching, I did notice that he wasn't able to respond as much. And I try as I might, I did approach him and say, you know, do you have a moment? Can I talk to you about something?
Right.
And he's super manly. He's like, yes, you know, and I said, you know, I want to just ask, you know, if everything's all right, for sure, because I hadn't heard from you. And I really know that I need connection. I really feel so much better when I feel that I have a home base and that I know where my home base is. And
right.
And I suggested that I understood that he had his mother that he cares for. He has his work and his career and the end of the year responsibilities that were coming up with some projects, and that he had this relationship. And then there was me. And he was very silent, as he would. He doesn't, that's his way. He would not open that door to allow me to just, you know, butt in, and I don't try to. But I did suggest, I said, can I make a request? And he said yes. And I asked that he and I have a transparent conversation about exactly where he may be in that relationship, that it's not anything that's necessarily bothering me, but that every relationship has seasons, and that it could be that they're in the spring. They could be in the
fall. What you wanted to find out is there any gap in his program that could be filled by you and he?
Yes. He has asked repeatedly since we've started talking that we define what partnership is, that we look at a 10-year plan, that we spend this time cultivating what we believe would be the ideal partnership. And that's what he talks about.
That's exactly right. I call it a friendship. A good friendship is a great foundation for a good future love affair.
Yeah, I do believe he's a man of his word. I do believe that he's someone that I can count on.
Why not enjoy him?
I'm definitely doing that. But what did happen was a little instinctual thing in me kicked in our last conversation. So as I asked him those questions, his response was, I will take that under consideration. And I know what he means when he says that. He really is. He's going to think about what I've asked, and he'll get
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I just love that dance that we naturally have. We're both
that
very
let
good
it
about
flow.
It.
Let it flow.
The thing was that when we were hanging up, I was a little triggered. I'd done so well throughout the whole conversation. And when he said, okay, he has a wonderful way of calling me his flower. He says, okay, my flower, I'll call you tomorrow. And the part of me that knew that the last time maybe that he said he would call and he got busy, she says, don't do that. And I said, I'll be here.
He's making a decision on monogamy and polygamy. Let him process it.
Yeah. Let him process
it.
We
humans are not born to be monogamous. We're born, especially men, we're born to be polygamous to populate this world. Governments and churches have designed men and women to be more polygamous than most people can handle. But this man has a woman, but he's got a new woman, and it's you. So why don't we let him process? Don't chase him anymore. You've already asked for what you wanted. Just enjoy him when your name comes.
I love that. I haven't had any issue at all believing that there was a problem or an imbalance. I do know that I was a bit abrupt. And what did happen after that was I instinctively got off the phone. You're going to love this. I got off the phone when in just something in me, I got off and I picked up the phone and I called a good friend that I train with. And I said, hey, and he goes, hello. And I go, what you doing? And he goes, oh, I'm just sitting here relaxing. I says, are you seeing anyone? He says, no. I said, is there anyone that believes they're seeing you? He says, no. I said, okay, well, I could use some cuddling and some attention and things like that. And he says, okay, I can meet you tomorrow and give you hugs. And I was like, great. And I distracted myself for the last couple of weeks, and I had a very big project.
Good. You turned on your mail and went after a nice woman in a man's body.
Yes, I did. And so what happened next was that I knew it would take him a minute to catch up to what was going on. And though I also knew it was very important that he understood that I had certain boundaries. I wasn't demanding. I'm not going to demand anything. But that at the point where I was reaching out and didn't feel that it was being met with the level of connectivity that I believe I deserve and want and desire, that
I've got news for you. I have no problem with men becoming women or women becoming men as long as they know what they're doing and don't get mad at their partners.
Right. Now, what he's done is now he caught on. I pulled my energy away, and he caught on. And initially, I really did feel like I was energetically breaking things, and I wanted it that way until I heard back from him a response to my request, whether we'd have this conversation or not. And I got an email about something entirely different. So it wasn't addressed. I got a text about something entirely different. It was not addressed. And so I've kept my energy to myself, and it feels like I was happy with that. And now
good,
he's caught
good.
On. And he's not responding right. Not responding. I should say that he's caught on and he's not reaching out. So I did on New Year's. I sent him a message that said, Happy New Year, wishing you all the best. And
good,
said,
good.
You know,
ritual.
And he said, thank you. And I sent a picture of me happy. He loves seeing pictures of me. And I thought, you know, and thank you. And I received that and I'm going to have a wonderful year. Now, what's interesting is where we are right now. It's not a standstill. I understand he's thinking about my question. And I know he's entitled to take as much time as he needs to.
Yes, 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 and yes.
I was thinking of writing, I wrote a letter, and I was thinking that it came to me in my twilight sleep that I wrote a letter that said, I am so grateful that you are here and that this is a conversation we're in, and I understand that you can take as much time as you need, right? And hopefully sooner. It'll be soon. I use that. But I did stress that I knew that he wanted to cherish me, that he would never
That's
ask
right.
me.
But
you
may not want to complicate his life right now. Be careful of pursuing him.
Yes.
You've already presented. Now let him process it and decide what to do with it.
Okay. I wasn't clear when we were on the phone. Oh, thank you. And I don't know. Thank you so much. And I just don't know that on the phone that I was clear about. Like, I didn't think I was doing this ultimatum, but it just came out that way. So I thought the letter would clarify it and still say, you take whatever time you need to take. And
I know that, dear, but don't do any more.
Okay. Should I not send the letter or send it?
Well, send the letter, but don't send another one soon.
Yes, after that. I can do that. I can send it and
All right.
it into the universe. That's
Give
a good
him 2 months minimum. Let him process.
Yes.
You see?
Yeah. I like that very much. And I would love to interview you one day. I can't.
Feel free to interview me.
I will. I'm going to get in touch with your producer. Is that Suzanne? Is she still on the line?
Is my second eldest daughter, and she's my producer.
Oh, that's so awesome. You have really brightened day, and thank you so much for all your great contributions. Thank you, really. Have an amazing
thank
day.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, dear. Bye for now.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. Hey, Dr. Allen, we've only got a couple of seconds left of the show here. So, what have you got to say before we go?
The only way out of a negative feeling is to ask yourself, what do I want that I don't have? And what do I have that I don't want? And then plan actions that will move your goal closer.
I love that. That is really wonderful. Everyone, we're glad to be back with you. We hope you all had a wonderful holiday, wonderful New Year, and be safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.